There's a lot of attention on Israel this morning, beyond Gaza. It's also expanding its ground invasion of Lebanon, seizing a strategically significant site. What is the importance of Beaufort Castle? This is a Crusader castle, I think.
It is. From the 12th century, Sally, you know, it's been fought over by crusaders and rulers in the region for generations. But more recently, it was a stronghold of Israel's nearly two-decade occupation of southern Lebanon. That ended in the year 2000. 26 years later, Israeli forces have now taken it once again. This is being seen as a really major move against Hezbollah. It's also a geographically important site. It looks over much of southern Lebanon, the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights in Syria, even up until northern Israel. And then below it, there is the Litani River. We've heard a lot about this river. Israel repeatedly talked about securing territory south of the Litani River in Lebanon. It was thought of as a bit of a demarcation line. But having now done that, it has pushed north to the Beaufort Castle. Here is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking overnight about the expanded operation.
I instructed the IDF to expand the maneuver in Lebanon. Our forces crossed the Litani. They seized controlled areas. They occupied Beaufort Ridge. And now my instructions is to deepen and expand our grip on the places that were under Hezbollah's control.
So Israel's operation now extends beyond the castle. Its military has designated the area north of the Litani River, up until the next river, as a combat zone, and it has instructed residents in that area to evacuate. So, Sally, despite signing a ceasefire agreement more than 6 weeks ago, this is now looking to be, and, you know, from what the Israeli Prime Minister is saying, an expanded Israeli operation in Lebanon.
And Luca, France has criticised the expanded operation and is calling for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council.
So the French Foreign Minister has said that nothing can justify Israel's, quote, ever-deepening occupation of Lebanese territory, and it wants the Security Council to discuss this urgently. For the last few months, it has been backing the Lebanese government with military aid, and on the weekend, the Lebanese government accused Israel of pursuing a scorched earth strategy. The Lebanese Prime Minister says that Israel's demolition of villages and towns are contributing to instability, and it's also accused Israel of collective punishment. Now, on the other side of this, the Israeli government's rhetoric has been ramping up. We've got the National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, the figure who posted the footage of himself taunting flotilla activists. He's, you know, repeatedly provoked Muslims by storming the Al-Aqsa Mosque. He has called for Israeli forces to escalate the conflict in Beirut, specifically calling for the southern suburbs of Dehia to be destroyed. So, Sally, this all comes right as Lebanon and Israel are due to hold their next round of direct talks. Those are scheduled for Washington on Tuesday this week. We'll have to see how all of this, the rhetoric and the capture of this castle, play into the negotiations, if they end up going ahead at all.